We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
What is up, Chiefs Kingdom? Happy Monday. I'm Haley Lewis, and this is Chiefs News Daily. We wrap up everything you need to know daily in order to follow along with Kansas City Chiefs. It's just 10 minutes long, Monday through Friday. It drops. Like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. But let's get into this one. It's a really busy day. This episode brought to you by Unified Healy. Well, phase one for the Chiefs offseason program starts today. According to the league, phase one of the offseason program makes up the first 2 weeks. During this window, activities are limited to meetings, strength and conditioning, and physical rehabilitation only. This is a low-stakes period for the players to get re-acclimated a bit and set the tone for the remainder of the offseason. Remember, phase one is also completely voluntary. To kick things off, head coach Andy Reid, linebacker Nick Bolton, and quarterback Patrick Mahomes all spoke to the media. Here's what you need to know from their pressers. Coach Reid got probably the most anticipated question out of the way early. Coach was asked about the Rashee Rice situation. So to get you up to speed, here is the latest. On Friday, we brought you the news surrounding Rice, who turned himself in to Dallas authorities Thursday after an arrest warrant was issued on Wednesday night. Now, on Friday afternoon, more developments came out surrounding the crash. According to ESPN, Rice was driving 119 miles per hour before causing a six-vehicle crash last month on a Dallas highway. This information coming from an arrest warrant affidavit obtained by the Dallas Morning News on Friday. ESPN continued that Rice's Lamborghini reached 119 miles per hour for 4.5 seconds before the collision, according to the affidavit. Now, a Corvette driven by SMU wide receiver Teddy Knox was traveling 116 miles per hour for 7.5 seconds before the chain reaction collision and before slowing down to 91 miles per hour for just 1.5 seconds before the crash. The crash on the North Central Expressway left at least 7 people with injuries. The two cars made multiple aggressive maneuvers to get through traffic, the affidavit said. Rice and 4 other men were seen leaving the scene of the crash without seeing if any of the injured needed help. In addition, according to a lawsuit filed in Dallas County, Rice is now being sued for $1 million by 2 victims from the crash. Now, Coach Reid had this to say about Rice's situation.
As far as Rashee Rice goes, his situation, I'm leaving that like we've done most of these just for the law enforcement part of it to take place. And then we'll go, we will go from there with that. So you can hold your quiet. I have had an opportunity to talk to Rashee. And I'm not going to obviously get into that, but anyways, that part that part has been has been gone through. So yeah, so this there's no real participation other than by Zoom. So he'll participate in that, but other than that, we don't have anything going on here that he would be involved with. To answer your question, he's participating in the Zoom.
Okay.
And again, just a reminder on this, it's voluntary. So as we go forward, that's also another part of it.
Right. And do you anticipate that when you move the next phase, it moves back to Kansas City, that it'll be participating in that phase as well?
We're just going to take it day by day here as we go. Yeah, listen, as long as he's learned from it, that's it. That's the important part of it. And, you know, we'll take it from there and see, you know, see what takes place. But right now we're just kind of gathering everything and trying to make sure we have all the bases covered.
Now, according to Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk, the fact that the Chiefs will have a virtual phase one makes the need for action a bit less urgent. It's not as if he'll be showing up at the facility, trying to carve a path through reporters shouting questions at him. That being said, if there are any press availabilities from head coach Andy Reid or select players, questions about Rice is going to be asked, as we obviously saw today. The Chiefs surely know it, and they will undoubtedly have a plan for responding, even if it's as simple as pointing out there is a pending legal matter and they have no comment, which is exactly what happened today. Now, Florio continued to say that the most likely options include the league putting Rice on paid leave, the Chiefs and Rice agreeing that he'll stay away from on-site work, or the Chiefs releasing him and moving on. Let's go back to the phase one off-season training focus. We've seen in years past how Patrick Mahomes typically hosts players on his own for some off-season training down in Texas. Charles Goldman from A to Z Sports shares that they're not bound by the same rules as if they were working together at the team facility here in Kansas City. They'll often have throwing sessions where they're working to achieve specific goals. Now, several players have already been spotted working with Mahomes in Texas, including Kadarius Toney, Sky Moore, Montrell Washington, Luis Rezamet, Chris Olodiken, Ian Book, Irv Smith Jr., Anthony Miller, Cordell Powell, Noah Gray, Hollywood Brown, Justin Ross, Nico Remigio, and a few more. Now, today Mahomes shared his thoughts on the chemistry so far he feels like he's developing between himself and Hollywood Brown.
Yeah, I mean, I think everybody's seen his speed and the way he's able to track the football down the field, which we'll obviously use. That's something that's huge that we need to continue to get better and better at in this offense. But I think the route running is what I've been pleasantly surprised by. I mean, just the way he's able to get in and out of his cuts. He has a good feel for space. He wants to learn more and more. So I think as he gets within our offense and learns how the freedom that you have with your route running and your ability to find space, I think we can utilize that ability over the middle of the field. I know he's done that in the past, but I think we can utilize it at an even higher load. So I think it'll be something that we can really emphasize in our offense.
Plus, linebacker Nick Bolton also taking to the podium to discuss the upcoming season and also a possible contract extension. Here are his thoughts.
Yeah, man. I've been in the state of Missouri, man, going on 7 years now. So it definitely feels like home. The fans, the community, open arms since I got here as an 18-year-old. So, yeah, man, staying here, man, it'd be a blessing, man. It'd be a dream come true. We can get that done in the foreseeable future. But, yeah, man, I'm just trying to put my best foot forward, man, and help our defense pick up where we left off last year and not regress and try to get better than we were last year. It starts 2 weeks from now.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this episode of Chiefs News Daily. Unified Healing is a new and innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. Whether you're here in Kansas City or elsewhere, there are hundreds of locations across the globe. Access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/KCSN to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifydhealing.com/KCSN. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare providers with any questions you have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System. Now, this weekend was a busy one for Kansas City star QB. Patrick Mahomes made an appearance at Arrowhead Stadium on Saturday night, and it wasn't a starting quarterback. This time, QB1 got to trade his usual sideline duties for the stands to watch Sporting KC take on Inter Miami. 72,610 fans piled in to watch the match, the fourth largest crowd in MLS history. The club decided to move the location match back in January to Arrowhead Stadium in anticipation of the Messi effect. On Inter Miami's roster is arguably one of the greatest soccer players ever to play the game, Lionel Messi. Arrowhead Stadium has a capacity of 76,416, while Children's Mercy Park, where Sporting KC usually plays, only seats 18,467. So two GOATs in their respective sport in one place, set dead center in the heart of America. Mahomes, the three-time Super Bowl MVP, and Messi, the World Cup champion, met for the first time in the hallways of Arrowhead Stadium. A brief handshake, a small conversation between the two sports legends. Also peep Coach Reed in the background right there, Major League Soccer sharing the interaction saying, "Football's finest meets football's finest." According to USA Today, Mahomes said, "What's up, man? Hey, good luck, man. Have fun out there." The epitome of game recognizing game. And Mahomes also met with many Inter Miami players on the field for pregame pictures and watched the remainder of the match from a suite. A different change of scenery for the back-to-back Super Bowl champ, whose soccer club fell just short when full-time was reached. All right, folks, that does it for another episode of Chiefs News Daily. Remember, join us on the LLC, get those questions going, and of course, make sure that you like and subscribe right here on the KCSN YouTube channel. Also, submit those questions over on the LLC by today for a chance to get mentioned on the show coming up this week. We love y'all staying involved, and we will see you tomorrow. Have a great rest of your Monday.